escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They were starting to lose before I left. They continued to lose while I was gone. And I'm like, oh my God, by the time I get back in the show, are they going to be in some? Man. And then they won 4 games in a row. And I thought, okay, fine. I'm not going to have to come back and be like, no, they shouldn't fire Q because the team can't hit a homer or no. And like, I thought we were going to be able to avoid some of the conversations that had existed before I was gone. And then they just go back and lose.
Well, that's
every home game before I return. It does feel a little bit like deja vu. By the time we arrive, we're here back saying, still can't hit homers, pitch really well. Defense has still been an issue for this team that we probably haven't highlighted enough throughout the time that they've struggled. And I'm right back wondering the same thing. They're stuck in no man's land. I would say if you're buying, I'd actually prefer you buy now. Don't wait and find out if you need to buy. You have to like do it immediately and try to solve some of the problems, not hope to do that. Selling you can wait on.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I haven't talked about the updated viewpoint of this because you've been gone or whatever. But no, that's essentially what I said yesterday with Vern, that, you know, if you were going to buy a rental or anything, then it needs to be done today. I don't want you buying a rental in 2 weeks or something like that. And if you're going to sell, you're going to sell. That'll work itself out. We've said that over and over. But yeah, Cody, I mean, what we've seen this homestand, last homestand, this is maybe not the 9 straight home losses, but the offensive struggles, this is who they've been the entire season. That's nothing new. What they did in Texas was the outlier performance, but it's now 9 straight home losses, 7 straight losing home series. They've guaranteed that after the loss to the Rays. And of course, they'll wrap up their series against them this afternoon. We're, by the way, off at noon today. We'll hand things off to Vern. And then the Dodgers
is it Lugo on the mound today? No, I think it's Lorenzen.
Lugo's this weekend, I believe. Yeah, Lugo's this weekend. And I don't want to sound like a broken record because, look, we have been talking about this offense over and over.
Yeah, we have.
But what's happening, like, you cannot say what's happening is all right and it's just on the players. You just can't. And as we said, like, teams with historically bad offensive seasons, a hitting coach that hasn't had great seasons in the past either, you know, you don't just say we don't hold the staff accountable. It's starting to feel, on a small scale, a little bit how things went eventually where everybody realized they needed to move on from Cal Eldred, but they just waited and they were very loyal and patient and loyal and patient. It seems like if they continue on this historically bad pace offensively and they go through the rest of the season and it either doesn't get better and they don't make any staff switch at all, then it feels a little like the Cal Eldred situation where we'll be heading into next season saying, oh boy, here we go again. And it'll be midseason next year before they make a move.
Here's the one funny thing about that is that I always kind of attributed the slow move part a little bit more to the Dayton era than it was to the JJ era. You know, I didn't think Cal Eldred was a good coach and they had held on to him way, 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 way too long. I'll just tell you right now, you're once again in the position with your offense that you have to do something. Like, you changed the lineup before, change it again. Hit Michael first, hit Bobby third. I don't care. Do something. Just sitting around, hit Jack Caglione eighth, and you don't have to. I understand that he's not hitting for power right now or for average really at that point, but do something. You can't just sit around and be like, today's the day, the offense will figure it out. That ain't it. That's not it. Because right now, my biggest fear is that their solution to the offense will be recalling MJ Melendez and Michael Massey and just hoping that that works the second time. Because now, obviously, we've seen that.
Well, if they don't buy, if they don't buy
even these others.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't buy, that's exactly what's going to end up happening.
But that's essentially just selling, in my opinion.
Well, that'll be the in 2 weeks, or if this homestand ends up being an 0-6 homestand. But in 2 weeks, if they're 7 or 8 games plus under 500 and they're 7 or 8 games or whatever, roughly out of a playoff spot, then yeah, it'll be very obvious they should be sellers. And of course, Massey might get called up, by the way, like this weekend or early next week.
He's
anyway.
On his rehab assignment. He had a three a day.
Melendez is probably late July if they don't do anything at the deadline kind of thing. And nobody at that, or unless he's part of a trade, by the way.
Massey's only taken like Rave's spot, in my opinion, in that scenario anyway. So that's not really changing anything about it.
There are no internal options left from a player perspective. There's not.
But you got to do something. Change the lineup.
It's the hitting, the hitting staff. You cannot say status quo is fine. Yeah, the lineup thing, I don't get as hung up on that as maybe you do. And I know a lot of other people do as well. I would argue the lineup, if we all agree the players are not performing and that there's clearly an issue with hitting, if you want to change it, that's fine. Like, what do you want the lineup to look like? They're not, anyway. Like, it doesn't do anything.
It might be
anything.
Deck chairs on the Titanic, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah,
nothing is what they have been doing for the last, since the lineup change, I would say, that includes Mikel Garcia hitting third. Nothing is what they have done.
And by the way,
done.
He's hit worse since he's moved to third.
I know, exactly. And so, and again, that goes back to him hitting leadoff. Mikel Garcia and other players, depending on the player, work better in a scenario in which they are put in a good position. He was being put in a good position before, and it was working. I liked where he was hitting, and it was functional. Their problem is that they need an addition to the lineup so that everybody else can kind of go back to their spots. And look, the Jack Caglione stuff, I'm sure you guys have talked about that endlessly, too. No, I'm not worried about a young player 3 weeks into their Major League Baseball
career.
Well,
it's just that if everybody's struggling to line up, then why would I think that the guy that's only been up for, what are we up to, 20 games now? Yeah. Why do I think that he would,
but
he
would
be
solution.
The one, he'd be the one hitting.
If the other guys who have been in the league for 5, 7, 8 years weren't
going to, it's been a disappointing start for him, but the fact that the entire offense is stunk and they're having historically a bad offensive season, that as far as like the bigger picture stuff with him, that's honestly though, that would be my concern bigger picture with not having any hitting development and hitting change at the big league level from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, there's just got to be something. Movement is what we're looking for.
They don't hit the ball out of the freaking infield.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.